A very important figure now down at Witten Oval is Jordan Russell, and he joins us right off the top. Good evening, Jordan.
Good evening, guys. How are we?
We're well, and I couldn't imagine a bigger build-up for a VFL game than being the reigning premiers, being so warmly embraced by the Bulldogs and Footscray supporters who are up and about because of the great start of the season of the AFL side. It's almost expected that the VFL team lives up to their reputation and comes out and has a win on Saturday.
Yeah, they're definitely putting a bit of pressure on us down the VFL, the AFL boys, which is good. It's obviously a really key indicator on how the whole club is going when your AFL boys are going well, and hopefully we can start off this season and with a really good win on the weekend.
Jordan, the VFL commitment is ever increasing for players. At the age of 28, after a stellar career and captaining a premiership, what's brought you back and kept you in the VFL rather than dropping to a lower level of footy?
Good question. I guess when I finished up playing AFL, I wanted to still play at the highest level I could. Obviously, VFL was that level and got a really good opportunity last year with Footscray, and what a year it was. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice to try and go back-to-back? And I guess for us older fellas, it's all about how the body's holding up. And I didn't miss a game last year, and I thought, well, I'm pretty close to playing 100 VFL games as well, and wanting to develop the younger boys on the VFL list and the AFL list, and I thought, well, why not? Let's have another crack.
And that development that you were part of last season has already come home to roost for the Doggies in the first two games of the season. By the end of the finals, I think a lot of people were expecting Lin Jong to line up with the Western Bulldogs. Then when Tom Liberatore went down, it almost became a lay-down Mazaire. How have you assessed his first two games, given that you would have not only played a lot with him last season, but I'm sure had a bit of a mentoring role?
Yeah, I'm really happy for Jongy. He's obviously come a long way in the last couple of years. And I think for him, the main thing was believing that he could play at AFL level. I think he got a little bit of a taste towards the end of last year and showed a few good signs. And then obviously came back to VFL footy and pretty much dominated throughout the final series, which I'm sure you guys are aware about. And another pre-season, another bulk of fitness and strength. And I knew that he was obviously going to go into bigger and better things. And I just hope he can play out the rest of the year in really consistent form, as he's shown in the first 2 weeks.
He's got an interesting aspect to his game. And I'm sure as he becomes more comfortable in the AFL, he'll be the same sort of navigator through heavy traffic that he is in the VFL. But he's certainly shown in the first 2 weeks that he's a very strong overhead mark. He's surprisingly, given his frame, able to get up in front of a pack or even in a pack, get those arms up and take a mark. Was that something you saw much of last year?
Yeah, definitely. I think, as you said, at VFL level, he played some terrific footy. And going up, I mean, he's still pretty tall. I'm not too sure his exact height, but I think he's around the 190 centimetre mark, and obviously he's got some serious speed on him, which I'd love to steal a bit from him. and he's quite strong as well. And so, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that he's getting those arms up and working his way through stoppages. And as I said before, he just has to keep building on that confidence and knowing that he can do it at that level. And I'm sure you'll see Jongy come out and fire and get better and better each week.
Premiership coach Chris Maple has moved in a bit of a shuffle of the coaching panel into the head of development role, which means Ash Hansen's now charged with the responsibility of coaching the VFL team, a premiership player at AFL level, of course, with West Coast. What have your early impressions been of Ash as a coach?
Yeah, with working with Ash last year, he's a really, really strategic coach. He's really good with the boys. Obviously, he's still quite young himself, so he remembers what it's like to be a full-time footy player, a part-time footy player. So he's sort of gone through the steps that I'm currently going through now and the younger boys are doing as well. And he understands it. He's great with people, as I said, and it's been a really fun pre-season. Obviously, coming off a great year last year, I think Mapes went one for one, and he wanted to pull the pin there, knowing that he'd have a 100% strike rate record for the rest of his life. So he often brings that up to the boys and gives it to Ash every now and again about that exact fact. So I'm looking forward to the year with Ash and seeing how he goes in the highs and the lows of a footy season as a senior coach.
You mentioned the senior players who are, of course, full-time on the list, but then part-timers like yourself. Just give us some insight into what your week's like combining work, and be interested to hear some of the things you're doing off the field now. You're not in the full-time AFL system, but then how you combine that with the load required to train and prepare to a standard that's going to allow you to compete and play with AFL players.
Yeah, well, for me, when I came out of AFL, I didn't really have anything I wanted to go into besides some development coaching, which I was really passionate about. So after doing a little bit of voluntary stuff last year with the Western Bulldogs, I've got 2 days a week as a part-time development coach. So I'm sort of going in on a Tuesday and a Thursday, working with the development group, looking after the AFL backline guys who play in the VFL. So the 2 days, which are full days, rolling straight into VFL training. So it's sort of your 9 to 9 day, which obviously coming from an AFL background, you're not used to working those hours. But I'm really enjoying it. Obviously, I'm passionate about the development side of the game and working with the younger guys on the list. And I think working with them and trying to get them better and reviewing games and sitting down and working out how to make them better as people and players, it's sort of given me a little bit more energy to try and keep getting the best out of myself. So although a couple of days a week, they're quite long, I'm really enjoying it. And I think the fact of training only 3 nights a week actually helped my body. The impact and the loading isn't anywhere near as much as AFL level, which didn't tend to agree with me in my last couple of years. So the fact that training's backed off a little bit has actually helped me, and I think it's going to keep me playing footy. Hopefully I can for a few more years. So that's the footy side of things. And then the off-field stuff, I've been working with a supplement company called Athlete Nutrition. And the boss is Justin Cordy, who's the high-performance manager at the Western Bulldogs, previously at Carlton. So I've been really enjoying working in the business side of things. And then obviously Gibbsy and I have got a cheeky little clothing label that's called Touche that we've been doing for a year or two now, which I'm heavily involved in as well. So pretty busy, but enjoying life outside of AFL.
That workload for four belongs to our guest tonight, Jordan Russell, co-captain of Footscray, along with a former Carlton teammate, Mark Austin, and they'll take up the duties. And I guess one player, actually, maybe Mark will be really interested in mentoring. There's a bit of a buzz about Mitch Jensen, who's nominally a taller defender, but there's certainly enough of a word about him that if he can take the next step or two in his VFL career, he could end up on an AFL list.
Yeah, we all love Needles, as we call him. Quick story, he didn't like getting his flu shot last year, so we decided to name him Needles. So if you hear that around the traps, that's why that's there.
Nothing more sinister.
No, exactly right. But he's I'm a real rat for Mitchy, the way he came in out of TSC Cup, and I don't think anyone really expected him to play a handful of games. He ended up playing 15 or 16 and was really able to lock down on those small forwards and create with his run and rebound from the back line as well. And hopefully he really continues to grow this year. And I think his biggest room for improvement is obviously putting on a little bit of size. He's a skinny little boy at the minute. We're working overtime in the gym to try and get him to put on a few kilos and get a bit stronger. But he's definitely one to watch this year, along with the Hayes boys as well, who both featured last year, and with Will playing in the grand final. So there's some really good blokes on our list coming into their second years, and a couple coming in for their first years that we're really excited about.
And one of those eye-catching additions is a familiar football name, Buchanan, Mayrick Buchanan, of course the younger brother of Eamon, who was a Sydney Swans premiership player and finished his career with the Brisbane Lions. Mayrick was capable of playing a Big Bash League game a few years ago, dabbled back in footy with Werribee last year. He's come to the Dogs. Do you think he's got time on his side to still make a run at an AFL career?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's all about the process. You've got to be in the VFL system and play some good footies to get that opportunity. And it's great to have Merritt come back to us, because he actually did a pre-season with us last year before going back to Werribee. So it's great to have him back with us. And I think he's a really crafty, smart, highly skilled half forward that hopefully he can get his opportunity throughout the year. And I know that he's going to put pressure on the other guys on the VFL list who played last year, with the Hayes boys in particular. I know he's going to put pressure on them to keep their spot, which is obviously, as you guys know, really good for our depth of our squad. And hopefully the boys can get a few opportunities and show what they've got to offer.
Well, it's the defence of the title. In fact, you're going. You know, Footscray's going for four in a row this year, Jordan.
Yeah, there's no pressure, is there?
1923, 1924, then a hiatus when Footscray joined the VFL. But from those VFA days, it was 23, 24, 14 in an interesting hat trick. So, and I'm sure you'd urge all Doggies fans who can't get enough of the red, white and blue at the moment to do what they did last year on more than one occasion and head down to Witten Oval, Victoria University Witten Oval, and make it a bit of a fortress again.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the support from the guys and the members last year was absolutely fantastic. And I think you only had to go down to the qualifying final to see 7,000 or 8,000 passionate supporters really getting around Witten Oval and obviously coming to the grand final as well. And I think if they get along, they'll see the unfurling of the premiership flag, which is always a great opportunity to see that. And it's the first time for me for a long time to get involved in something like that. And we're excited as players and coaches, and hopefully the supporters can come down and get us over the line on Saturday.
Which side of the ground's the Jordan Russell wing? It's not the Dougie. It's
the
not the Dougie
no
wing.
One on it.
That's the one with clear passage forward. Jordan, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and don't need to wish you good luck. Just for Footscray in the VFL, more of the same, please, from not only their fans, but all of us who enjoyed watching the club throughout the year.
Much appreciated, guys. Thanks very much.